Hello and welcome to Sumo Mainichi. My name's Dave. I'm here with Amy and we're here to bring you all the action from day five of the Haru Basho taking place in Osaka, Japan. Another great day of sumo. The weather in Osaka today is a little bit nicer, 14 degrees Celsius, 57 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yep. Is that rain?
Still cold. No, it stopped raining. Rain is coming over the weekend.
Okay.
But still quite cold there.
Ah, right. I would still love with every fibre of my being to be in Osaka, to be sitting in that stadium, to be watching the sumo first person. They showed quite a lot of footage from out the back in the shops tonight. I wanted to be there. Wanted to be everywhere.
There's something that the camera angles don't show you about the stadium there. And we spoke about it when we were there last year. It gets very hot in that stadium.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what the weather's doing outside.
Yep.
It just gets hotter and hotter as the day wears on. You get drunker and drunker as the day gets on. And when you spill out into the fresh Osaka air.
Oh, it's bracing.
It is. It really wakes you up, that's for sure.
It's something really beautiful. We also bought a couple of fans and we only learnt later that you got to leave the fans in the plastic.
I think it's a 50-50 thing. I mean, to us, it's a fan.
Well, I saw a kid with a fan out of the plastic on the coverage the other day. So that made me feel like a little Japanese kid.
Is it because people want to take them back to the merch desk and get a refund?
Yeah, maybe from Hakuho. Although we haven't seen any sign of him, I should say, at the merch desk. It's just the usuals repping there, I believe.
That was a rumour. A baseless rumour.
I believed it, actually.
Yeah.
I took it wholly on board, but haven't seen him. We did see him with Kakuryu, actually, on the side of the dojo for a very unfortunate incident with a guy in Maizumo. He's an older guy, 36 or something, who keeps falling out totally of the Banzuke due to injury and coming back via Maizumo.
Oh, I did hear about that, yes.
And a really, really bad fall. And Hakuho and Kakuryu were there very quickly helping him. And I think he was all right in the end, in that he's very injured, obviously. But,
but still.
He got up. But Hakuho in action.
Yeah, great to see two ex-Yokozuna giving back to the sumo community.
Yeah.
Couple of big thanks to some people who gave generously to the Sumo Mainichi Sake Fund overnight. Peter, thank you so much, Peter. Peter wrote in his PayPal message, "I listen every day and enjoy your commentary. Regarding Abi, I'm happy he's not doing his dog act.
Yep.
However, I can't see ever being a fan of his sumo."
No Abi reset for Peter.
It's an interesting basho. Enjoy. I really like that Peter has taken this opportunity in his message to us just to dig the boots into Abi.
Yeah. Write something to us. We need to know your opinions on sumo. We need to know who you're supporting. It's really interesting to read. And thanks, Peter, in particular, you're a repeat supporter of the podcast.
Thank you. It does mean so much. Abi is doing quite well, isn't he?
He is doing very well.
A huge thank you to Caleb.
Yes.
And Caleb left us quite a message.
Yeah, saying thanks to us for bringing sumo into his life. And I mean, I guess I want to say thanks back for being an amazing sumo community. Caleb also said that our passion for sumo is infectious, and I'm really glad that comes across because there's not many days I don't think about sumo, and glad you realise. Caleb says, every day of a basho, he wakes up early to catch the latest Naito recaps,
which
we use as well, if you can find them these days. And then over to the pod for deep dives into humidity.
Well, I should say it was 46% humidity today.
Thank you. I pointed at you then and I hoped you had answer.
Yep.
Pantone colours.
Panettone.
Not Panettone.
That delicious Panettone. Italian dessert.
If you're a fan of the
Auntie Donna,
the Australian comedy sketch group Auntie Donna, they've got a great one on Panettone. The acts and breakfasts of dogs, indeed. Aforementioned dog acts and other vital sumo topics. Although Caleb's gone on to accuse us of besmirching the good name of the cantaloupe.
Yeah, no, it was something that we said, and I have got a lot of emails challenging what I said about cantaloupes. You described cantaloupe as a filler melon.
Yeah.
I said it was
filler fruit.
Okay.
In general.
Yeah, filler fruit.
Oh, broaden it.
Yeah, broaden it. I'm personally going to stand by what I said.
Yeah.
Although something came to mind. 2024 for us was the year of a reset for Abi.
Oh, yeah.
Let's forget the past. Let's just take Abi at his sumo. Could we do a similar reset with Cantaloupe?
I'll need to taste it to make sure, I think.
Okay.
I don't know that I can do it with just my mental capacity.
All right.
Because when I think of raspberries are the greatest fruit for me.
Yep.
When I think about eating a raspberry, I'm just like, oh, I can't wait. And when I think about cantaloupe, I think of water.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, why don't we'll get a cantaloupe and we'll cut it up and we'll try it. Let's see if we can do a reset on the pod.
All right. Well, we'll try and do it. I think we need to do it for Lorenza as well, who has been with us for a long time and said, I just watched our Durio coverage video from day one on YouTube if you want to check it out, and said that we must be doing cantaloupe wrong. So a nice tasty cantaloupe is her favourite thing ever.
Yeah, okay. I knew the cantaloupe massive would come out and say it's a you problem. And if we go and buy a cantaloupe on the weekend to try, they're going to be like, oh, it wasn't the right cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Send us your tips on how to get the right cantaloupe.
Well, cutting it. I can't be bothered cutting it either because it's hard. The skin is hard. And also, does it need to have some prosciutto with it maybe? We need some prosciutto as well.
You can't use prosciutto as a crutch all the time. It needs to stand on its own.
With everything.
If you are listening to this cantaloupe talk and wondering what the context of it is, know that you're not alone. I can't remember talking about it, but I think we did it on the live stream.
Yeah, we must have.
Yeah,
so probably nobody's heard it.
No, but cantaloupe. All right, cantaloupe. So some Kyujo announcements.
Yes, Kyujo Tsurugisho. We pretty much knew that yesterday. He's got a few issues now in the knee department. Well, he had them anyway, but he made them worse. He's put in a medical report to the JSA saying he'll need at least 2 months treatment. So that's him totally out of the basho. Now, just off the top of my head, it's his anterior cruciate ligament, medial collateral ligament, and medial meniscus. If there's anything I understand, it's
don't treat us like idiots. We knew it. We could see. We saw the video.
Yeah.
This is terrible news. Terrible news. He'll see a big fall. He'll at least be out for probably one, maybe two basho.
Yeah.
And it might be a long, slow build. Tsurugisho is used to that, though.
Yeah, it's just so sad because he was up at his highest rank
of
Maegashira 6, not even west. He was up there on the east. He leaves at 2-2 and the rest of the day's off.
Another surprise announcement though, Kim Borzan.
Yeah, we didn't know about this one. He went backwards off the dojo. We described it in yesterday's podcast. And he sprained a cervical vertebrae. Now, we know now that that's not in the cervix.
we know. We've learnt.
Yeah. It's in the spine, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it ruptured. Anyway, requiring at least 7 days rest. Okay. So he might come back. Ono Sato gets the Fusen show there.
Yeah.
Lucky fellow. And before with Tsurugisho, it's Gono Yama who gets the free win there. It's the first time that Kim Borzan has actually gone Kyujo since he started sumo in 2021. I mean, he hasn't been around for that long, but he's already been out for longer than Tamawashi.
I suspect that he'll come back.
I think so too.
All right, let's crack into the bouts for day 5.
Yes, we had Takeru Fuji up first. Again, he hasn't gone up the card yet. And today he had Juryo visitor Toki Hayate, who is in fairly good form this time around. But it was a straightforward win, Yorikiri win to Takeru Fuji. Just a little extra finger touch on Toki Hayate's chest to make sure he went down. So that was another win for him. He goes to 5-0. But I just wanted to bring something up here. Your opinions on his tape. We saw it yesterday, I think.
It's been every day.
Since the start.
Yeah, this cross-hatching.
Yes.
So this is a relatively new development in taping. The tape community knew that when you're taping the side of the body, when you get sufficient coverage and support, it starts to weigh the ricochet down. It starts to mess with their, I mean, they put them in wind tunnels and they could tell that.
Yeah, center of balance.
Exactly, center of balance and the way they move through the air. So the idea with this crosshatch is keep the structural support, lighten the tape mass. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. I mean, it's a fashion statement. It's comfort tape.
Well, you can't take it off now because he's gone out in the sun and he'll have a... Oh, you'll have a tanning crosshatch.
No, but when you take it off, I mean, that's a cool look. When he's out tanning.
Well, he's quite tan, Takeru Fuji. I don't know. Maybe he has been.
Takeru Fuji with that win 5-0.
Very, very impressive from him.
When is it going to be time? Toki Hayate returns to Juryo on 3-2. Daimami, he picked up his first win in Makuuchi today since day 10 of July, Basho 2022.
Ooh.
It's been that long. And today he took Kinawaka over the bales, both of those Rikishi on 1-4.
Good job, Daimami. Let's see where you can go from here. Onosho came up against Takeyasu. We saw both of these Rikishi have a very good start to the Basho, both with a loss, though, so far. It was a really good back and forth, this one. I enjoyed this bout, but it was over pretty quickly. Takeyasu slipped around the outside, landed a right-hand moashi group and went for the uate dashinage and got it. Got it.
The amount of time between Takeyasu touching the belt of Onosho and Onosho being in the audience was a very small amount of time.
I guess I'll take myself out.
Yeah. Takeyasu knew exactly what to do when he got that belt. And Takeyasu, 4-1.
Yeah, I thought it was an okay win for him today. Very definitive. He didn't have to wait for it. He did win. He has been winning other days, but this one looked pretty strong.
This was clean, efficient sumo from Takeyasu. Onosho, with that loss, is on 3-2. Hokuto Fuji was up against Tamawashi. Hokuto Fuji still looking for that elusive first win. And today, I'm glad to tell you, he got it against Tamawashi. Hokuto Fuji had a much better touchy eye today. We've been seeing his touchy eyes have just looked a bit off this week.
Yeah, was it yesterday where he just didn't really go forward?
It's like, well, he went to the side, but accidentally seemed to miss his opponent.
Yeah.
Then he followed up beautifully here. He got under the armpits of Tamawashi, who couldn't then aim his attacks. Hokuto Fuji worked Tamawashi to the Tawara, finished the job with a big push. It's a bit of a relief, Hokuto Fuji getting his first win.
I think so. There are a few on zero wins at this point, and, you know, they're looking for
the
first
one. Who's left on zero?
Kirishima.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Famously.
I think he's the only one left now.
Who's still in it? Who's Shimizumi.
Yes, Shimizumi. So great for Hokuto Fuji here. And against Tamawashi, I mean, I didn't necessarily expect that with the way Tamawashi was looking. Oh, he was the one who pushed Kinbozan into the
crowd.
Well,
Tamawashi was 1-3 coming into that. So,
okay.
You know.
Well, feels like.
Yeah, feels like. It felt like 2-2.
Yeah, gosh. Hiradumi up against Tobizaru. A fantastic bout. Hiradumi's at his highest rank of Maegashira 4.
Is he under the radar?
He is.
He's under my radar.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you'll hear his score at the end. That might be a little bit
numbers.
Why he's under the radar. But look, I think he's someone who can match Tobizaru in speed.
Yeah.
Also, maybe in the trickiness. Tobizaru is more meme-y, perhaps, although he's settled that right
now. I don't
know.
You can't say that anymore.
You can't. But Hiradumi never really has been. It's just that his speed and his energy and his movements sort of remind me of Tobizaru's sumo as well.
Do you know what doesn't remind me of Tobizaru's sumo? Hiradumi's touchy eye.
Yeah.
It was great yesterday. Fantastic again today. And when we were there in November, you know, when he was in front of his home crowd, when we were down in the Fukuoka Basho, like the touch, the speed and the power that guy generates, to see that in real life, wow.
Yeah.
And it's starting to work now.
Yep. It did today. He went for a huge Makakai. I kind of feel like this Basho is Makakai Basho. We've seen some great
some
ones.
Great ones.
He got his right hand around Tobizaru's body and he just pushed it in.
Yeah.
And it worked for him. They are both on the fitter side of the scale, so they were really back and forth here.
Yeah.
They were trying everything, powering back and forth, but it was Hiradumi who eventually stepped Tobizaru back across the Tawara Yorikiri, I believe.
Yeah, this was a fascinating bout. Two Rikishi so evenly matched, as you said, in speed, in technique. A lot going on even when there wasn't a lot going on.
Mm.
This was, I just thought from start to finish, cracker of a band.
Yeah, really, really good
one.
Matched
check out.
As well in, you know, body size, body shape, both big guys. To me, it looks like a really good rivalry, and I look forward to these guys fighting again.
So head to head, they are now, no, it's 2-0.
Oh,
so
Tomizaru's never beat Hirodumi.
Well, after two. They first met in only in January. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh, I like
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
New rivalry.
New rivalry. Why
and
not?
At this point, they're both two wins and two losses.
All right, let's move into the Sun Yaku bouts. We start with the Komisubi clash, Abi v. Nishikigi. Nishikigi, I thought he did a great job of keeping his composure during Abi's opening attacks. Not everyone can do that,
no.
And especially not this week. And then Nishikigi moved in close, which seems to be the right play. He started cramping Abi's style, and then he worked Abi back to the bales. Now, Abi has this move in his arsenal, which is that he's not bad at slapping down an attack. Mm. And here he did that. As Nishikigi attacked, Abi slapped down, stepped back, and pulled in one fluid motion. And he pulled Nishikigi through. Abi rode the Tawara here, though.
Oh, he really did. He's so good at pivoting around. He did a little hop.
He was on the Tawara.
Yeah.
And he hopped and repositioned his foot on the Tawara. It was incredibly skillful.
It's a gazelle-like
yep.
motion from him. Great work. I call that his plan B, the
yeah.
pull. And we haven't yep. seen him have to do it at all this special, this time around.
Yeah.
Which is great news for him, but it's really good to know that he has it in the arsenal. It doesn't always work, you know, it can be really dangerous, and he was so close to the Tawara when he did it.
Yeah, that's true. It was a high-risk move, and it did pay off today.
I have to say, for us to focus so much on Abi and about, it really is a sign of this reset, because usually we'd be going on about how good Nishikigi went.
Well, even if he lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's often not much to say when Abi hankers or does cheap sumo.
True.
But when his sumo is layered and it's nuanced and it's textured,
yeah.
there's a lot more to dig into.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a much more, well, let's say sophisticated sumo from Abi this time around.
Because I do
Jeez,
think
I'm a big
I know.
Fan.
Listen to
Jeez.
You.
I think I need to reset back the other way.
It's gone too far.
It's gone too far.
You've just gone too
far. I love
far.
Abi.
When you see the expression on his face when he wins, I do get a bit of I get a heart feeling.
Mm. It's been a hard 12 months for him.
I think
sure.
so, and he does love his sumo. But I did think Nishikigi did well here. The getting in close was useful, but it didn't lead to a win. He's 1-4, feels like many more wins than that.
It feels like 2-3,
at least.
Well, actually, no, it doesn't feel like a 3-2.
It doesn't feel like
no,
a 3-2.
Feels like a 2-3.
Yep. Abi 5-0, and that means that the leaderboard stays the same. Spoiler alert on the leaderboard, because Abi has won, Ono Sato got a Fusencho, and Takeru Fuji won. Daisho came up next against Wakamoto Haru, the Sekiwake clash. I love when they put these.
I know.
These ones together.
I know.
Daisho certainly looking much better. His thrusts were good. He had a killer Nodowa here on Wakamoto Haru, and then he circled around to pull Wakamoto Haru down.
Yep. Another great start from Daisho. Today, the touchy eye is starting to work after us spending 3 days going, where's it gone?
Yeah.
And it's come back hard against Wakamoto Haru today. At no point did I feel that Wakamoto Haru was out of this one, though. He kept his eyes on Daisho. He moved his feet well. Daisho was just relentless, though.
I think so. And the angle that he got on for that hikiotoshi was really good. It was
yeah.
a bit of a sudden surprise. I agree that I didn't think that Wakamoto Haru was about to lose any time. I thought it would go on for a bit longer, but then suddenly he was down. So a great move by Daisho there. He came out on top in this particular Sekiwake clash, and he's 2-3. That's two wins in a row for him. Can he keep going? And Wakamoto Haru, 3-2. Come on, mate.
Come on, mate.
I do have to say that the other thing that Caleb said in his email was, go Kotonowaka, come on Gonoyama, hold me Wakamoto Haru. And I think there's something in that for all of us.
I do think there is. All right, the next bout of the day, we had the Osaka Hero.
Oh.
The king of Kinki region, the dragon of Dotonbori, Ura. He's not from Dotonbori, but he's probably eaten dinner there.
Probably.
Ura up against Ozeki Kodnowaka. Now, Ura's start, he was interesting. I was expecting, and I think Kodnowaka was expecting, Ura to dip in low, mm-hmm. as we've seen him do against these higher ranked opponents, but he didn't. He just went in, got close, got under the arms of Kodnowaka here.
Yeah, it was a fairly normal touch-out, wasn't it? We don't see it often from him. Sometimes normal, he stays back, sometimes he goes low.
Yeah, it was. It was a normal, which is abnormal for Ura.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether or not he had a plan here, because after getting in close very deliberately and very quickly, he then pulled under the shoulder of Kodnowaka and executed the hugest katasakashi you'll ever see, sent Kodnowaka crashing to the ground. So quick did he execute this move.
Yeah, beautiful. And on the replay, in normal speed, it just kind of looked easy for him. But the replay showed that that motion, that pulling down on the shoulder of such a big guy, a guy who's taller than him, who's wider and more heavy set than him, he just put everything into it. And it was an extreme effort from him. It was a katasukashi that Midori Fuji would have got down onto his knees and prayed to. It was beautiful.
Well, compare it to Midori Fuji's katasukashi. You can often see them coming from a mile away, and he'll spend quite a lot of time setting them up. His execution is incredible. Yeah. But this was just about Ura's, it's his bag of tricks and how deep it goes.
Yeah.
Kodnowaka was not expecting this.
Yes.
I thought this was amazing.
Yeah, me too. Ura got an interview. He never says much, Ura. No. He always keeps it pretty tight. He seemed very happy. The crowd certainly were very happy. And that's a challenge for the Shin Ozeki. That's something that he didn't want, obviously. He's 3-2 now, which is, I'm going to say that that's not great for him on day five as a new Ozeki. I mean, it's better than a lot of new Ozeki.
I know. But yeah, it's not the start he would prefer. But it's still a lot of sumo to go.
I think so. Lost to both Maegashira 1. Ura is 3-2 as well. Takakesho and Atami Fuji, Maegashira 2. The Maegashira 1 and 2 are doing really well here so far. For once. A powerful upper joy. And Atami Fuji today, he was just so determined. He's tried and failed against Takakesho before. He locked up Takakesho's right arm and crucially here stayed close. He wasn't pushed away, maybe because of that arm hold. He wasn't pushed away by Takakesho. And I think he got so close that Takakesho felt that his best option was to pull.
I thought this was a clever way to open this bout for Atami Fuji. Get in close, try to lock the arms up. And you're right, it's like Takakesho just looked a little bit spooked.
Yep.
Bit uncomfortable with how close Atami Fuji was.
I think so, because he was kind of getting smothered.
Yes.
And he's used to that. I think it happens to him a lot. But here there was something about Atami Fuji's movement or whatever. But Atami Fuji took him to the edge.
Yep.
Steadied himself with his fingers on Takakesho's belt and then just kept up the pressure as Takakesho retreated all the way to the win.
What a great win for Atami Fuji.
Yep.
And I think just a very, very mature approach to a bout that not easy. It's never easy to beat Takakesho. I thought he looked incredibly self-assured during this bout.
And we got the precious, precious gift of an Atami Fuji interview where your eyes are glued to the TV, your ears are wide open, your heart's full, and the young man accepts his praise and speaks about his brand of sumo for the first time beating Takakesho. Well done. He's 3-2. Takakesho, he's not in trouble yet. He's fine.
He's all right.
3-2.
He's fine. All right, next up we had Maegashira 1, Asanayama v. Ozeki Hoshoryu. I've written 0-4 here, which means that they've met 4 times in the past and all 4 of these have gone to Hoshoryu. Out of the touchy eye, there was a really, really crucial moment here. Hoshoryu missed the right hand belt grip that he wanted to open with against Asaniyama, and Asaniyama punished this miss. He made him pay, worked a left hand onto the belt of Hoshoryu, drove him back to the bales. And I thought, this is looking good for Asaniyama.
Mm.
When Asaniyama got Hoshoryu to the bales, it looked like it came out of nowhere. But Hoshoryu just reversed this scenario 180 degrees, throws Asaniyama to the ground. The replay told a different story.
Yeah, we were just yelling genius sumo here.
Yes, genius is the only word for it.
Because the setup to this move, which I think is what you're getting at here, showed that Hoshoryu oriented his body firstly with one definitive movement, which set him up to begin a throw, and then he pulled off that throw across the Tawara.
Maybe we saw it a little differently. So what I saw was as soon as he started getting taken back, he started to set himself for the throw.
Yep.
Okay.
I see it exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Maybe my words.
Yeah.
They're not working.
Yeah. The simple way to say it is as soon as he, when I thought he was in trouble, he was just laying the foundations for a
yes,
win.
Yes, yes. And what I'm saying is that it was a, he did that in two very set stages. The first one where he shifted his hips around, got ready to go, and then the throw. So it looked like he was in trouble, but he wasn't.
And it looked like it came out of nowhere, but it didn't.
Yes.
And this is why, and we've always said this on this podcast, Hoshoryu is a genius.
Yes.
This man should be given an honorary doctorate.
Yes.
At the Tokyo Agricultural University.
At the Tokyo Contemporary Museum of Art.
Huh. I like that. I like it. What about a double degree?
Double degree.
In fine art and crop management. Get this man a certification.
What about water management for my tears?
Oh, there you go. Why won't my crops grow with all this salty water going on them? Because I'm crying because this man's so good at sumo.
He's brilliant.
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
Absolutely just mind-bending stuff there. Hoshoryu moves to 4-1, Asaniyama 2-3.
Still hasn't managed to beat him. Kirishima, as we mentioned before, coming in with 0 wins into his bout against Meisei, Magashira 2. But finally, a subdued crowd, I have to say, gets to clap a Kirishima win. He let Meisei surge forwards, lift both arms up, and Kirishima ducked down to the left to pull him down.
I really was relieved to see this win. I'm not happy that it happened against Meisei. Kirishima just needed this, and I like the way this happened. I like the style in which it happened. He just took Meisei's enthusiasm and just put it down.
Yep.
He didn't need to do too much. This is the kind of win Kirishima needs, just to steady the ship, get the all of the attention off him. He's got a white dot next to his name. Now the basho begins for him.
I do think it was good because Meisei had beaten Terunofuji and Daisho with that enthusiasm.
Yep.
And so to just do a simple, I'm going to meet you and then step aside.
Yep.
Ugh. Obviously, he hasn't been able to do that the other days, but today to keep it really, really simple was a wise move.
Exactly. So Kirishima 1-4, Meisei with that loss 2-3. That brings us to the final bout of day 5, Yokozuna Terunofuji up against Maegashira 3 Oho. Now, our conversation in the lead up to this was, Oho, you've done really well.
Yep.
You've got one win so far, but it feels like more.
Yep, we're really renewing our fanship of you. We're, you know, appreciating your sumo. We're back on board with you. Well done, mate.
That sounds like it's us doing the work here. He's impressed me.
Okay.
He has done the work.
Yeah, well, you have to admit that. Yep.
He really has. And today he came out straight away. You knew the attitude was good.
Mm.
He took it to Terunofuji. He attacked high. Terunofuji had to take a step back.
Yeah.
And Oho just continued to pour on the pressure, attacking the throat of the Yokozuna over and over. Terunofuji, he knew the Tawara was coming up. He knew he was under pressure. Here he tried an arm lock throw that you see him, he can do this and he can be very strong doing it. But Oho threw it off like it was nothing, stabilized and then powered Terunofuji over the Tawara.
Huge for Oho.
Huge. Huge.
I really thought this was a great payoff for his days of good sumo, even though the results didn't necessarily come from that. He was just looking so much more positive. As you say, Terunofuji got in that position of being able to do a move that he's comfortable with, but being on the back foot doing it like he was with Meisei.
Yes.
And he's forced to step back again. I mean, these guys are big, especially Oho.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right in saying that it's paid off. And this is career changing for him in terms of the confidence boost it'll give him. And I think it might be Basho changing for Terunofuji. You made the call straight after he'll go Kyujo. I completely agree. Has it not happened already? We're doing this a couple of hours after the Basho finished. Or actually 40 minutes after the Basho finished.
Yeah, pretty quick.
I don't think we'll see him.
Yeah, I do wonder at this point. I mean, we have made that call before and he hasn't. But at 2 and 3, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's officially bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But I'm so happy to see Oho delivering on his promise. We haven't spoken about his sumo lineage for a long time, but he's got it. I'm not going to go into it now. I'm going to give him a few more days.
He's going to get a couple
more
wins.
Because I can't be bothered otherwise. But I'm loving seeing the sumo from him. He's 2 and 3 as well, but it feels like at least three and two.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you take us through the leaderboard?
Yes, on 5 wins, Komatsubi Abe, Maegashira 5, Ono Sato, and Maegashira 17, Takeru Fuji, the young guns from Nishon Oseki and Isagahama. A threatening.
Okay. And maybe take us through the 4 wins as well.
Yep. Ozeki Hoshoryu, Takeyasu, Shona Nomi, who has now won 4 days in a row. And Ryuden, the dude had a great one today.
The dude did have a good one. He looked a little shaky early on, but just managed to jag a win against Sudnumi, who is in great form and really put up a lot of resistance to Ryuden's belt work today. Let's have a look at some bouts from day 6. Is Takeru Fuji first? Takara Fuji is first as the Juryo visitor.
I've forgotten how to say Takara Fuji.
Takeru Fuji fights fourth up against Chirono Umi. Ono Sato takes on Meisei towards the end of the day. And Abi takes on Kodnawaka.
Mm-hmm.
The other Sanyaku bouts that we'll be examining tomorrow, Daisho takes on Ura. Nishikigi takes on Wakamoto Haru. Oho gets a shot at Kirishima.
Mm-hmm.
Takakesho takes on Hiradumi. Now, I reckon this is a danger bout for Takakesho.
Yeah.
Hiradumi has the ability to blow Takakesho away.
Oh, totally. And if he's got any pain around this upper area, Hiradumi's going to
find it. He will exploit that.
I think so.
Tobizaru takes on Hoshoryu. Now, their head-to-head is 8-12 Hoshoryu's way.
Yeah.
We know Tobizaru has been a bit of a thorn in the side of Hoshoryu in the past. And the final bout of the day, if it goes ahead, will be Terunofuji up against Takanosho.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for joining us on Sumo Mainichi tonight. We'll be here to bring you all the action from day 6.
Friday Night Sumo.
Bye.
Bye.